House committee begins holding hearings today on Governor Jeff Landry's spending plan for the next fiscal year. The governor's office is looking for $82 million increase in state funding for its correctional department. The Office of Juvenile Justice is seeking a $28 million increase as Louisiana's juvenile justice system is incarcerating more youth offenders. $15 million of that would be used to open a new youth prison in Vernon Parish. And Appropriations Chair Jack McFarland says they also want to increase staff salaries.
It takes a special individual to be a guard and work in that environment. And those aren't jobs that a lot of people are lining up for, so we have to compensate those individuals and make it competitive.
The Louisiana Association of Business and Industry says Louisiana is making great strides toward economic competitiveness. President and CEO Will Green saying Louisiana now ranks 24th in the country in both job creation and wage growth. And he says our state has made significant improvements in the classroom.
We've gone from the 40s down to the 30s in our education ranking. More kids are graduating, more kids are reading, and more kids are understanding math at an early age than ever before.
LSU plans to display the Ten Commandments in its classrooms. LSU President Wade Roos announced on Friday that the university will comply with the state law. According to the Louisiana Illuminator, Roos is waiting for posters to be donated. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.